The Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund has announced it will dispatch hundreds of attorneys, law students, and community volunteers to more than a dozen states on Election Day to protect the voting rights of Asian American voters. The organization is working with scores of local groups and communities with large numbers of Asians to ensure that poll workers provide adequate translation services and mandated assistance to Asian Americans. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the effort with Chise Tran, a voting rights organizer with the Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund.
We've been doing election protection work since 1988, and it started out in New York, where we're based. This year we're expanding to 14 states and also D.C. Our election protection project consists of two parts. One part is the poll monitoring, where we send observers into certain poll sites to observe for compliance with the Voting Rights Act, the Help America Vote Act, and to just observe compliance and compliance with certain regulations, and to observe how poll workers treat voters, whether they treat Asian voters differently. And then the other part of this project is the bigger part of the project. It's the multilingual, nonpartisan exit poll, where we work with a lot of bilingual speakers who speak different Asian languages, and they stand outside the poll sites and conduct exit surveys of Asian American voters. And the reason we do this is because often mainstream media leaves out Asians from their reports. So they'll report on white voters, African-American voters, Latino or Hispanic voters, and then other. So this is the reason why we conduct a multilingual exit poll targeted at Asian-American voters, so that we can put this information out, have information about Asian-American voting patterns, and also information about Asian-American voting barriers, so the kinds of obstacles that Asian-American voters face when they go to vote.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of experiences have Asian American voters had in the past when they go to vote? Have you found that they have difficulty voting at times?
Yes, we've been doing this for a long time, and we found some common issues that have occurred throughout the different election cycles. So one big issue, I mentioned that we do poll monitoring, and we observe for compliance with the Voting Rights Act. There's Section 203 of the Voting Rights Act, which is the language assistance provisions. So certain jurisdictions are covered under Section 203, and that basically means that whatever language that's covered, the jurisdiction has to provide voting materials in that language, in addition to English. Recently, we observed in the June primaries, there's the Voter Bill of Rights sign, which is translated into which is available in English, Spanish, Chinese, and Korean. So it's four quadrants. The Chinese and Korean were on the bottom half. Well, poll workers posted the Voters' Bill of Rights sign, but they folded the poster so that the Chinese and Korean were taped against the wall and weren't visible. So you have issues like that, or you have translated signs upside down, hung upside down, like a Korean sign, or mistranslated ballots where in Chinese, Democrats would be listed as Republicans, Republicans would be listed as Democrats, or you have interpreters who are not available, or they're assigned in the wrong place. Issues with voter ID. So Asian Americans, even before the voter ID law voter ID laws have been passed, Asian Americans have been forced to show excessive forms of ID. So in addition to a driver's license, they'd be asked to show naturalization certificates or passports where other voters were not. Another common issue is racist or hostile poll workers making comments. So our observers have documented poll workers referring to Middle Eastern voters as, quote, looking like terrorists, unquote.
Given that so many states have now adopted new voter ID laws, and you're saying that Asian American voters have already faced difficulties voting, do you think that that could potentially get worse with all these voter ID laws?
I think it will. Even if it's required, then there's the implementation aspect. We observed even in states where voter ID law has been required in the past, for example, a couple, one person was white, one person was Asian. They walked in to vote together, and then the poll worker asked the Asian voter for ID and doesn't ask the white voter for ID.
Now, I see where you will also be having on election night an 800 number, a voter hotline. Can you tell us about that?
This voter hotline, it's for to take complaints. So if voters have any issues, they can call this hotline. It's also for our volunteers. So we'll be stationing volunteers at various poll sites. and they can call our hotline to report problems.
And what is the number? Do you have that number yet?
The number is 1-800-966-5946. 1-800-966-5946.
Chi Sir Tran is with the Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.